Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to start with, I think that we have touched on a very interesting discussion. Listening to the three interventions just before me, I think this is really the kind of engagement we need to have on this subject matter. So allow me to start by thanking those delegations first, and I will do that later on even more. But also let me thank you for including this section in your report. We recognize that the text seeks to build on already agreed elements while also adding new elements. Some of these new elements in your text that were put forward by my delegation, and we are very grateful for their inclusion. In particular, paragraph one of this section is closely aligned with the written submission of the Netherlands, with only a small text edit in the chapeau paragraph by the chair to place it within the text. As you will recall, the Netherlands has long advocated that autonomous weapon systems must be under meaningful human control to ensure that they are used in compliance with international law. Meaningful human control is thus not an end in itself, but a means to ensure compliance with international law. So I think that the US and the Netherlands have something to debate about in the coming weeks. While we note that delegations have difficulties with the term meaningful human control, we are pleased to see that colleagues are willing to engage on the substance that we have sought to provide with the proposed text currently contained in paragraphs 1A, B, and C. In this context, allow me to once again express my gratitude to the Russian Federation, Switzerland, and the United States just now for their proposals on these paragraphs, and we look forward to receive them in writing. Mr. Chair, in our view, human-machine interaction is part or element of meaningful human control. We therefore take note of the remarks by the distinguished ambassador of the Republic of Korea that the title does not completely cover the substance of this section, and we trust that you and your team can find a solution to this. In closing, allow me to make one suggestion on paragraph three. We note that you have included a description on the different phases of the life cycle. Since this has not yet been exhaustively discussed and other parts might be identified in the future, we suggest to use the phrasing, the phases of the life cycle of a weapon system could include. Using this phrase would make it more open-ended and allow for further additions and a wider interpretation. Thank you, Mr. Chair.